Mary Carol Kenzia is a product development director at Franciscan Media. She has authored books on family spirituality and parish ministry. Her latest book is titled Fast, Pray, Give, Making the Most of Lent, a six-week guide. And Mary Carol Kenzia is on the telephone with us this morning. Good morning, Mary Carol. How are you?
Oh, good, Bob. Thanks.
I'm glad to have you on the program. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been working in Catholic publishing as well as in parish ministry for most of my career, and this latest book is an attempt to help people through the basic practices of Lent, fasting, praying, and almsgiving, in a little bit different view through the lens of stewardship, spirituality, and all these practices that help us to become better Christians during the season of Lent.
So how did this book come about?
Well, at Franciscan Media, which is the company where I currently work, we talk about where we see needs in the Catholic market.
Right.
And this book was developed because we realize that many people, both practicing Catholics and even the unchurched, aren't familiar with the simple pillars of Lent, so to speak. That is prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. So this was an attempt to take some of the material from our Catholic Update series and put it together in a simple six-week guide to, first of all, learning about Lent itself, the origins of Lent, how it's evolved over the course of Christian history, and then to examine each one of the practices themselves, and finally, to focus on that next step, which is taking what you've learned during Lent and how you've grown and bringing it out into the world, so to speak, into practices of conversion and discipleship, because at the heart of it, that's what these seasons are really about, like Advent and Lent, where we take time to step back and give ourselves a chance to grow spiritually and develop habits and practices that help us to become better Catholics.
Yeah. I like the way you've taken the three pillars of Lent, you know, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, and then turned it into Fast, Pray, Love, which I guess is a kind of play on the popular book, Eat, Pray, Love.
Yeah,
Pray, Love. Okay.
Exactly. Well, that wasn't far from our mind, you know.
Well, it's very good. It's very clever. So you talk about how you talk about the origins of Lent, and that is actually the first week or the first section of the book, correct?
Right. Exactly.
Tell us about the other sections you go into. The pillars, the prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, and then conversion and discipleship. But how are each individual chapters or weeks laid out? I mean, what will people experience when they go through your book?
Well, each one of the chapters follows a similar format. We open up with the reading, the gospel reading for the week, the coming week of Lent, or the particular week that's being addressed. And then go into, there's a catechism quote that relates to the practice, or for example, in the case of the first week where we're talking about the origins of Lent, that relates to a catechism principle on Lent itself. So we start with scripture, we go into catechism, and then we go into the heart of each chapter, which is talking about the particular topic, either origins of Lent or the fasting, the prayer, almsgiving, etc. Then there are several pieces that help readers connect what they've learned about the practice to their everyday faith life. For example, there are two questions for discussion or reflection, because you can either use this book as an individual or within a group. So there's an opportunity to share this question with others or simply to reflect on it yourself. And there's also space for journaling if this is something that you like to do and it helps your spiritual practice. There's inspiration from the saints. a different one for each week of Lent, and a particular practice that will help you to incorporate what you've read in the chapter into your everyday life. And finally, of course, each chapter ends with a prayer that you can take with you throughout the week and say every day as part of your spiritual grounding, whether in the morning or before you go to bed at night. But all these elements just help to examine these principles and bring them into our own spirituality and our own Christian practice yeah. in a renewed way.
Now, you mentioned that it's good for individual reflection or in groups. So, right. What types of groups are you finding that will use your book?
Well, certainly, many parishes like to have adult faith formation groups during Lent, an opportunity for people to get together and study in a deeper way about Lent or about the particular practices. But especially with this book, we've kept in mind people going through the rite of Christian initiation for adults at this time. Mm-hmm. And there's a corresponding video, brief 20-minute video with six segments that mirror the chapters in the book and give a little bit of a gospel exposition on each of the readings for the Sundays of Lent. And, of course, that uses the Year A readings to tie in with the RCIA process. So this helps that particular segment of the parish in further studying what Lent is all about. Yeah. So adult faith formation, prayer groups, and certainly RCIA.
And individuals and families.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. The parts in here that follow the content, all of it is appropriate even for discussion with younger children. Certainly the lives of the saints is something that's very interesting to young people, and the practices are easy enough for a family to do together and certainly for individuals as well.
We're talking with Mary Carol Kenzia, who is the author of Fast, Pray, Give, Making the Most of Lent. It's published through Franciscan Media. Mary Carol, what do you want your readers to take away from this book? As Easter Sunday arrives and Lent is over, how do you want them to be changed?
Well, the essential reason behind this book is not so, it's certainly to focus on the practices of conversion and repentance that are at the heart of Lent, but it also takes its inspiration from the words of the opening prayer of the Lenten liturgy as we enter this joyful season of Lent. And the reason it's a joyful season is because it provides us with the opportunity to step back, look at our lives, and see how we can become better Christians during this time. It's an opportunity for a retreat, in a way, really, just to say, you know what? This is the church gives me this special Lenten season to look at what my life is like and how I can make it better and be a better Catholic. And so the hope is by the time readers get to Easter that they have taken the opportunity to see where their practices might need a little bit of help. For example, is it in simplifying your life? Is it in being a more prayerful person? Is it in your stewardship and discipleship? Is it in becoming more of a giving person, you know, perhaps helping out in the parish more or in neighborhood community services? So, again, the intention is to come to the season of Easter with that sense of renewal and renewed purpose to go out and be a better Catholic.
Yeah. Now, we all know that Lent starts Wednesday. Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, so there's plenty of time to get your book, of course. But are there other ways that you could suggest how Catholics and Christians in general can make this Lenten season more meaningful, especially during this year of faith?
Oh, well, certainly, as the Holy Father has indicated, first and foremost would be to renewed interest in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, mm-hmm. which offers those basic precepts. And, you know, you don't have to necessarily run out and get the book for yourself. The bishop's website has the catechism on its site, and people can just kind of reference it that way as well. That's certainly one of the easiest ways. The practice of prayer, all of us benefit from taking that time out during the day, and maybe it's 5 or 10 minutes in the morning, it's a break at lunchtime, at the end of the day. All those opportunities that we can take for increased conversation with God, and maybe just sitting and listening to what God might have to say to us at that particular time.
Mm-hmm. Mary Carol,
two other things.
Yeah,
yes.
What are you working on now?
We're working on some resources for the RCIA at this point.
Great.
Prayer and spirituality, and just things that might tie in with the Year of Faith.
How can our listeners get a copy of your book, Fast, Pray, Give, Making the Most of Lent?
Well, the easiest way is to go to www.americancatholic.org. That's our website for Franciscan Media, and you can order it through there. Certainly, your Catholic bookstore should have a copy, or if not, you can request it from them. Or you can call the 800 number. It's 1-800-488-0488.
And the book, again, is titled Fast, Pray, Give, Making the Most of Lent. Mary Carol Kenzia, thanks so much for being with us on Catholic Forum today, and have a blessed Lenten season.
Thank you. You too.